This is the Slice of App Pie Show. I am Steve, your host, for some tips and tricks to help you become a successful creative indie. Ready for your slice? Some of you saw I made a mistake back in episode 10. I was writing up the newsletter and sending it out when I saw that I had made a mistake in the names of the Iowa cities that I had put in the podcast. I said Dubuque when I meant Des Moines. Since Des Moines is in the middle of the state and Dubuque is in the northeast corner of Iowa, it's a big mistake. I had some thoughts about some things when I did that. And the first one that really came to my mind was Bugs Bunny when he made that wrong left turn at Albuquerque. Both my and Bugs' mistakes dovetail into this week's episode. We've talked about playing. We've talked about playing the blues. This week, we hit the point where we need to talk about failure. And you're going to get a little bit of a rant from me, because failure has gotten a pretty bad rap. Failure's been made into something evil, the enemy of success. We beat ourselves up over failure and feel inferior. Why? Where did this come from? We talked in episode 2 about the Industrial Revolution. And the idea there was that we got to the point where we could make individual parts that were identical to each other. It meant you could replace things. So, for example, Eli Whitney's flintlock rifle, he can make the same parts over and over again. And by doing so, he could replace one with another. It wasn't craftsmanship anymore. It was mass production. And you can make things fast. You can distribute things very, very well that way. But everything is the same. And that's what's sort of happening with people, too. We've become the identical parts. If you're not an identical part, you're a defective and a failure. You're less of a person for not being exactly what the identical part is. The modern school system happens to beat that conformity into us. Now, I'm going to take this very carefully and say that I don't believe teachers want to do this, and I certainly don't believe students want to do this. It's a systemic problem. It comes down to a couple of different things that have happened. One is the idea of standardized testing. School has become where teachers teach the exact same answers to the exact same questions that happen to be on a standardized test. To deviate from this is to be defective and very likely lose your job. Because if your students don't answer those questions right, you're a bad teacher. If the students don't answer those right, they're bad students. So the students become defective. The teacher becomes defective. All because of one test. We start talking about failure in terms of those tests, in terms of those measures that we learn in school. So the question becomes, is this good for innovation? And the answer is no. I mean, all we are doing is we're making more parts. We're making more things that are like robots and can be easily replaced by robots. We're not making things that are creative in schools. I think some people try to resist that, and they do as good as they can. Unfortunately, being stuck with the system we have, that just doesn't work. And we also have to remember that it's not always this way. It just happens to be an institutionalized methodology that happens to be in place right now, and I really do hope it changes. It's not how most of the planet learned to do some of the most basic things we do, like walking. When we learned to walk, we did not take a standardized test and ask our parents, is this going to be on the test? We did not just pick A, B, C, or D off of a Scantron. Instead, we took a step, we fell. We cried. We got up again. We took two steps. We fell. We cried. We got up again. And we kept doing that over and over and over again. And I think that's really where we're going to with this, is that failure is not the opposite of success. Just like walking and many other things, failure is the ladder to success. Failure is the foundation of success. If you're not failing, you're not even trying. and you're never going to get to whatever your goal is. Ever watch kids playing with building blocks? Here's another good example. They have so much fun when the project fails. You build this big, huge tower, and you make one extra little brick on there. The weight shifts, it all changes, it all comes crashing down, and everybody laughs. That's what we're looking at here. Half the fun is watching this stuff topple over. Half the education is learning how not to topple them the same way again. You don't get that if every failure is a total tragedy and so scarring that you never want to touch a building block again. If you see any yellow sticky notes in your office, you got to remember yourself. That was a failure. That was a failing glue. It was supposed to be another strong glue made by 3M, and it was a failure. It did not do its job of holding two things together well. It held them for a very short amount of time, or it could hold a piece of paper to something, but you would pull off very easily. Someone figured out that if you put that on a little piece of paper, you could then stick it to the wall and have a note there. And that's how 3M started Post-it notes. And, of course, everyone knows about the failed biology experiment that some petri dishes of bacteria died, and it turned out that there was a contaminant, a mold, called Penicillium notatum, that happened to get in there. And that's how we discovered penicillin and antibiotics. So when you start looking at those kinds of things, you got to start thinking, you know, I don't think failure's bad. I mean, failure is not that opposite. It's the foundation. Without the failures, we wouldn't have gotten those. Without failures, we wouldn't know what direction we need to change. I think it may be Thomas Peters who said, ready, fire, aim. And the idea there is you take the shot and then you figure out how to correct for it. And that requires a failure to say, okay, what do I need to correct? And I think that's where we're getting at. That's the foundation. So, you know, but we still have the problem that famous people that we call successful, we really see failure. That's because they hide them. Because you're not supposed to fail. In fact, if they do fail, if they make one mistake in their career, everybody says their career is over. I mean, you can even talk about companies. My favorite example of this, I'm sure we'll see it in the next couple of weeks with the Worldwide Developer Conference coming up, is Apple. I mean, everyone will go to the Worldwide Developers Conference and do the exact same thing they do every year. It's a software conference. There'll be a whole bunch of companies, a whole bunch of news outlets that will say that Apple is going to fail and Apple's about ready to collapse because they did not introduce the next phone at a software conference. Of course, it's ludicrous. Apple keeps being successful anyway. They may have had one, you know, they may have their ups and downs too, but they're not going away anytime soon. And to say that one failure means their end, and is not true. But people are so scared of that if you show any vulnerability, it looks like a failure. And if it's a failure, then you're going to crash and burn and that you are a failure. And that's wrong. Failing is actually the best way to be successful, not a failure. Usually people who are a failure are the people who never tried in the first place, never got their butt off the couch and said, well, maybe we should just do this. Maybe we should do this. I'll plan a little bit more, but I'll sit and watch some television. No, that's not what the kind of thing is. It's the person who gets up there, gets slammed in the face more than once while they're trying to build their dream or their project. Those are the people who become successes. And it's not easy because there's going to be a hell of a lot of failures. But why do people call us failures if we just make a mistake? And I think there's another part to this, and that's the fear that we are really getting at here. And it's a social thing. People put their status in many ways as this idea of success and failure. That status, for many people, if you make one mistake, you lose some kind of status in society. You're not as good as you used to be. Of course, that's ridiculous. It's not that at all. It may appear that way. We have maybe even taught that over and over again through things like school, very organized sports, we need to be competitive. We need to be number one. Any weakness, any failure is just bad. What happens instead is we learn. There's some things that, because things get hidden or lost when it comes to failure, that we say, oh, that's not important. A lot of stuff isn't preserved. And I would love to see Picasso's first drawing. I would love to see Michelangelo's first sketchbook. Because one of those things that we would learn from that is that everybody started at the same place. Some people got better than others. Some people got better than others quickly, maybe because they just drew a lot more, or they painted a lot more, or they just did more coding, or whatever, or played more music. But they got better because they kept doing the same thing over and over again until they got it right. Failure makes us better if we let it. We have choices. We can fail and do nothing. We can fail and feel bad about failing. We can fail and let others convince us we are bad people for failing. Or we can fail, laugh at our failures, learn, and do it again. I like that last one. When you have a world around you waiting to knock you down for the smallest mistake, it's hard for us to embrace failing as a virtue and believe it's not a vice. But it is a virtue. We have a perfectly good way to help us when we have that problem of failure feeling so scary, and that's play. And as I talked about in the play episode, one of the best things about play, failing is fun. It makes us laugh. It makes us curious. And instead of making us feel like we're the worst thing on the earth. That's what I wanted to talk about, failure. And hopefully this little rant was a good one. Next week, we're going to go into something a little bit different, but we're going to keep on the idea of failure. And I'm going to look at failure in terms of one of the two places that I learned a lot about failure. The first one I talked about, right, that was in play. We talked about ceramics and how, you know, a bowl explodes all over the place or collapses or anything like that. Now I'm going to go to the other one. And I started to talk about it, but I only talked about it really in the metaphor of play. And it also can go in the metaphor of work, and that's debugging. So next week, for all of you programmer types, I'm actually going to go into the deep end with how I debug. So hopefully we'll talk again next week. Thanks again, and have a great and wonderful day. Thanks for listening to Slice of App Pie. Please subscribe and leave a rating on iTunes. You can also find out more about today's episode in the show notes at sliceofapppie.com. Have a great and glorious day. Talk to you later.